another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And a happy, happy day to you and to yours. I'm Melanie Walker, coming at you from Johannesburg, South Africa, and sitting halfway around the world in Antibes, in France. We have from sapeople.com, Jennifer Baxter. Jenny, how are things with you over in that part of the world now that you're going into autumn?
Hey, Melanie. Things are really well. And because we're going into autumn, we are really making the most of the end of summer. So did I tell you I spent a beautiful day in Italy a couple of days ago?
Oh, no, where?
Swimming. Yeah, just past Ventimiglia. So it's just a 2-hour train ride from here all along the coast. So it's absolutely beautiful. And we just went for lunch and we took our computers and we sat and worked looking at the view and then swam and swam and swam. So, and yesterday I went for lunch on the beach in Cannes. So we're all just making the most of what's left.
I must say,
before it gets cold.
Going on those train trips, I did Barcelona to Perpignan, and that was just absolutely phenomenal as well. And then just up and down the coast along from Perpignan, the very, very south of France, towards Spain. Yeah, so it's going
beautiful.
Down in the Catalan region was absolutely stunning. So I'm very envious.
But I think all these trains, including the trains in South Africa that also, you know, the blue train, that you know, that do these beautiful routes, I really think there should be more glass on the side. So that, and it should be beautiful glass that you can take photos through, because, you know, you take photos and then you get home and they're all like, they don't capture it, you know, because the window was dirty or something.
Well, unless you're a professional photographer, often the photographs don't quite capture what you're trying to look at. But fortunately, on SA People, the Facebook page, and on the website as well, you have so many people who are such great photographers who put up beautiful pictures of South Africa.
Thank you, all of
them. Yeah, I mean, I live vicariously through them, but I am going to Clarence, which is a really nice thing, just for 4 days. First time out of Johannesburg and my house in two years.
No, that's amazing.
So at least we're getting out. All right, but now that we've talked about what we're doing, okay, what are the main stories? Because, of course, you have done an interview for Mansfield Today, talking about, from the travel perspective, how things are affecting South Africans abroad and South Africans at home as well who might be wanting to go abroad. So that's going to be a lot of the conversation that you have with Jeremy Mansfield. And I'm sure that you'll put a link to that particular interview when it comes out. But what have you got on sapeople.com this week, your main stories?
Well, the most exciting thing about the red list is that South Africa really has got its act together, has really campaigned to get off the red list, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they met on Monday with the UK High Commission. The UK makes their decisions every 3 weeks. So in my humble opinion, I think what happened is that the South Africans announced on the 16th of September that the beta variant had not been seen in South Africa for 2 weeks. Mm. But the UK red list was updated the following day. So I don't think they had taken that into account yet. You know, it was such new news. So this news has now been handed over to them, proving that it's now been almost a month of no beta variant, because it's the beta variant that the UK is the most worried about. Mm-hmm. And they are also, you know, the UK is helping South Africa to increase its vaccination rate and says, you know, they can see that there is a lot happening. I think it's now 21% of adults in South Africa have been vaccinated, although that's still less than 15% of the population, which is incredibly low. But, you know, one of the – so they met on Monday, and they both were very complimentary to each other and said definitely, you know, this will all be taken into account. And so hopefully in 2 weeks' time, South Africa will come off, because I think we're losing something like 26 million rand per day in lost tourism revenue from the Brits. So we really need them.
Yeah, so it's more about getting people to come out to South Africa rather than, at the moment, I mean, I wouldn't be wanting to go to the UK anyway, because there's no guarantee you're going to be able to get anywhere with all of the problem with the trucking and this fuel and everybody trying to shoot each other. There's a guy trying to stab somebody in a petrol station because of the lack of fuel. I mean, what is that whole story about as well?
I know. Well, you know, it's just very typical, the, you know, how much is the press and how much did the press create that?
Mm.
You know, because the press said, we're about to run out of fuel, people rushed out, bought far too much fuel, and so they ran out of fuel. So it was a self-fulfilling headline. So, you know, from the expats in the UK who are followers of SA People, half of them have said, oh, this is just the press and it's all fine.
Mm.
And the other half have said, actually, we've run out at my garage and, you know, I'm having to get the train or whatever. So I think Boris Johnson is playing it down quite a bit and saying everything's going to be fine. And, you know, they don't want to say it's Brexit, but of course it is. Yeah,
of course it's Brexit.
And so I think they're trying to double the visas now for foreign truck drivers because it's 3 months at the moment, so they want to double it to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
They've got in at least 600 of their army troops who are going to start driving the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a 3-day training, and then they're going to be driving the trucks. So they are sorting it out. But it's been very funny to see England talk about things that's normally happening in South Africa, you know?
Yeah.
I think the South Africans have enjoyed that.
Welcome to the third world.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to sport. Of course, we discussed the Blitzbox. I'm going to have one of those days. Blitzboca last week.
Yeah,
so
and they
put my teeth back in, shall I?
They kept it up. They basically won every single match they played in Canada.
Mm.
They did, you know, we said that they looked like they were going to win the World Series, and they have won the World Series. And yesterday, World Rugby Sevens announced its dream team, and 4 out of the 7 players are all South African.
That's fantastic.
So, yes, so the Blitzboks are really making up for the Springboks, although the Springboks really did play well. Did you watch the match?
Unfortunately, no. I was teaching, so I didn't get to see it. It's the wrong time of day for me on a Saturday.
Oh.
But I will hopefully be able to catch it this coming weekend, which would be very nice.
Oh, I would honestly recommend it, like binge TV, because it was nail-biting, and you know they're playing each other again this Saturday on the Gold Coast, and it was so close. I think it was 1917
yes,
or something
yeah.
in the end. So, you know, and we were winning, then they were winning, then we were winning. So hopefully it's going to be similar with a different outcome this week.
Let's hope. Although what happened, I came out of the one class and was waiting for the second class to start, and I caught the haka. My goodness, that was an amazing haka.
Oh.
Whoa, my hair was standing on end. And then 3 minutes later, I saw the All Blacks take their first try. And I thought, no, I'm out of here. Let me go back to class. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, no.
Okay, what news have you got for expats?
Well, some good news. We spoke to Kate Lorimer this week.
Mm-hmm.
She is the new chairperson of the DA Abroad. And they have decided that they will be appealing. So they're going to petition for an appeal.
This is for the loss of citizenship.
Yes, loss of South African citizenship. Because, you know, in the last 18 months, even more South Africans have lost their citizenship because the department that issues the letter of retention was closed until very recently. So, you know, people couldn't put their lives on hold and you know, had to get their other citizenships in order to stay in those countries or whatever the case was. So it's a dreadful situation, and I just hope that there's a judge listening who actually listens and realizes how devastated so many people are, you know, people who fought against apartheid, people who really don't want to lose their South African citizenship, you know, and it truly was a mistake and not something that they did deliberately. There might be a handful of people who've done it deliberately, but they've done it in retaliation for this, you know, for the way they've been treated.
No, I think that I would probably also turn around and cock them a bit of a snoot as well. But anyhow, okay, now about Graham Dickerson, what's going on there?
Well, you know, that's the tragedy where his wife murdered their 3 young children. He came out saying that, you know, he has already forgiven her. This was traumatic.
Mm.
None of us can judge what happened. And, the South Africans in New Zealand, and we've spoken to quite a few of them, they have rallied, raised money for the Dickinson family, for Graham Dickinson, you know, so that the family, because all the families in South Africa, so to pay for the family to come over for the funerals and for support and everything, they've already raised over 300,000 rand. And a lot of that has been from New Zealanders. The New Zealand people have just been amazing. You know, their support, beautiful messages saying, you know, we can see you were a loving family and we're here for you. So it's incredibly tragic, but there's been a lot of warmth and support around it.
Has there been anything further as to reason, or, I mean, are they still at the stage where it's purported that she did it? Even though she has been charged, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, it's still like that. She's accused of doing it. So she is currently officially known as the accused. Mm. And in early October, the trial will begin. Okay. So
we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also you've got something for cancer vaccines. That sounds like a vaccine for cancer.
Yeah, well, you know, you can already get that pappy.
Yes.
You know, so
human papillomavirus, the anti-HPV, that thing.
Human
papillomavirus, okay, which is something that affects women more than men because it can give you cervical cancer, but the man can pass it on if he has been infected. But now you can have your daughters vaccinated. And I know there's a lot of people going, I don't think I'm going to vaccinate my daughter for this. I'm like, you do realize that you're saving her from one of the most common cancers by doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So Dr. Patrick Soon-Shing is the South African expat who's the richest doctor in America. I think we've spoken about him before. And he actually invented a drug that treats cancer.
Mm.
So he is insanely smart and also insanely patriotic to his homeland.
Mm.
So he has an organization that he, I've just forgotten what they called.
Nantafrica?
You don't know. Yes, that's it. Yes. So he's Nant Works, and then one of the branches in Africa is Nant Africa. And so together with the CSIR and the SA Medical Research Council, he's going to be transferring over technology, lots of money, et cetera, for the South African healthcare sector to be vastly improved. We're talking incredible health centers around the country, getting more nurses, more doctors, vaccines for cancer, for COVID. It's an incredible overhaul. I think President Ramaphosa said a fantastic, I just loved, you know, he praised him for supporting South Africa, for answering the call, the Tumamina call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that Ramaphosa also said, you know, we get contacted so often by South African expats who want to give back. So I like the acknowledgement, you know.
Oh, that's great, that, yeah.
Yes.
Well, talking about expats, what news have you had coming in from them?
Well, in Monaco, they are saying that Princess Charlene has been named the vice president of the Monegasque Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband, Prince Albert II, is the president of it. So her position, I think, began actually in August, but they've only mentioned it now.
Mm.
And she's apparently been doing it remotely from South Africa while she's still convalescing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Red Cross in Monaco does so much. It's amazing. So it's a fantastic position for her. People in Melbourne, just like the people in the UK, they had this major unexpected earthquake, and half the expats told us that they hid under their office tables. The other half said that they ran out of their houses.
So what are you supposed to do? I'm never quite sure what you're supposed to do, because we have earth tremors here, but like, I mean, you know, I wouldn't know. It's over and done with so quickly in any case. But what the funniest thing that I saw
coming. You need to get in the bath, because the bath can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look into that and give expert advice.
Don't put water in, though.
No, you might drown. But the best was, you know, because on that day, There'd been a huge anti-vax rally that had been put together, and yes. they were going off about, you see, we are being punished. they will not let us get together and protest. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, sure. The people went and organized a vaccine, I mean, an earthquake just to stop you from protesting. Right. Okay. That just shows you a lot. So we won't get into that whole thing. No. We won't get into that.
No.
Okay, and what else is the global citizen?
Well, one of the big things overseas was there were quite a few expats in New York mm-hmm. for the Global Citizen Live, mm-hmm. and there were some South Africans there. Bonang was there, which was brilliant, and Namzamo Mbatha, mm-hmm. she actually welcomed Prince Harry and... Well, she first gave a very important speech, mm-hmm. and then she welcomed Prince Harry and Meghan Markle onto the stage. Although they didn't mention South Africa specifically, it was everything in support of President Ramaphosa and his call for the vaccine IP waiver, you know, mm-hmm. the intellectual property waiver. And I liked it. You know, Prince Harry managed to, I think, connect with people who are just your general public, you mm. know, and he said, we, you know, these super wealthy pharmaceutical companies are not giving the vaccine recipe mm. to countries in Africa who have the ability to create it. If they were just given the recipe, you know, they've got the buildings, they've got the staff, and they just need the recipe. And then Ramaphosa last night again said, you know, millions of lives could be saved by this IP mm. waiver, TRIPS. And then you know, he was speaking at the World Trade Organization mm-hmm. Forum. And then the Oxfam director, she actually, because BioNTech were there, and she actually called out their CEO and said, you know, your CEO, so it's the Pfizer guy, has become a double-digit billionaire through the COVID vaccine. Yeah. So, you know, how about sharing? Stop the vaccine monopoly and share. Let's save some lives.
No, but actually, this is a worldwide thing. So, you know, the world must come together, and it's not a case of, well, you're from Africa, so we can't do anything. But get over yourselves, guys, and just start sharing with people who have got nothing. All right, let's find some more good news then.
Okay. There have been a lot of awards this week, you know, with South Africa. Two of the restaurants were named, so they were named in the 50 to 100. So we've still got the 0 to 50 coming in October.
Yes.
And in the 50 to 100, La Colombe and Fane.
Yeah.
Both in the Western Cape. Yeah. Then there was an essay, there was a World's Best 50 Vineyards mm-hmm. and Creation, which is in the Himmel and Arda Valley. They came in the top 10.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is fantastic. And I actually checked the top 10, and I love Australian and New Zealand wine, but actually there was nobody in the top 10 from Australia and New Zealand.
Ooh.
So we were one of, you know, so that's pretty good for South Africa. There were quite a few from South America, mm-hmm. but just representing the Southern Hemisphere, pretty good. And then De Lair Graaf and Clan Constantia were in the top 50. So that was cool.
Okay.
South African hotels. So in Africa, the top 5 hotels are apparently all in South Africa.
Okay.
4 in the Western Cape, Cape Grace, Silo Hotel, Element House, and the one and only. And then in Joburg is the Saxon.
Yeah. The Saxon is in just near Hyde Park, and it's got the wonderful rooftop vegetable garden on top of the parking area or underground parking, which was put together by my dear friend Linda Galvad. And it's the most beautiful veggie garden. So it's all totally organic, and they use that in the restaurants at the hotel.
Oh,
all the food from there. Isn't that lovely? We do have good stuff here in South Africa when it comes to places to stay.
Joburg does, for sure. And also, you know, I've been watching this Blood and Water,
mm.
the Netflix show, but it's filmed in South Africa.
Yes.
I honestly couldn't recommend it. Have you tried watching it?
I haven't had a chance to. It's been a very busy week. I haven't been able to watch any TV. I've had a life. Yeah, one of those things.
Oh, lucky you. No, well, I've been watching, I don't know if it's because I'm an expat, but I've just been loving it because I've never seen Cape Town filmed so beautifully. You know, they've done a lot of shots from the sea, from the sky, and it's just stunning. It's very Instagrammable. But I was really interested to see that all the swimming pool shots, which is a lot, were actually filmed in London, in Joburg.
No.
So I thought of you. I thought,
the indoor swimming
Joburg
pool
to
there.
The rescue. Yeah.
Okay. Right. What else have you got? Amazing. What else have you got?
I got your guy, the Kiffmas. he's going viral again with the he's kind of merged himself with Ryan Reynolds doing that TikTok Grace Kelly challenge. And in 2007, Mika did a track called Grace Kelly.
Oh, okay.
And it was her birthday. The anniversary of her birthday this month. So this challenge went out on TikTok, and you have to sing the Grace Kelly song, and it has like low, higher, higher, and then you have to sing all three of them and put the, you know, it's this challenge.
Yeah,
anyway,
but Mika can sing very high.
Exactly. So Will Ferrell stepped into Ryan Reynolds' one to sing the very high notes, which isn't how you're meant to do the challenge. You're meant to do it alone. But it's very funny, and it's just so cute. And, you know, I'm hoping that Ryan Reynolds will see it, because remember he shared...
He loved the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, he loved a lug a lug cat, so...
Lug-a-lug-a-lug. I like Ryan Reynolds, let's be honest. I mean, I just think he's one of the best actors around at the moment, to be honest. He's really fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so when it comes to entertainment, that's one of the things that are entertaining.
And also, can I just do a shout out to the Black Mermaid? Yes, the Black Mermaid. She is the first black free dive instructor in South Africa.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she has a foundation called the Black Mermaid Foundation. Her name is really Zandi Ndlovu. And she is just inspiring these youth from the Langa Township. She teaches them to dive. And she just says, you know, her mission is to show that we all belong in the water and to have more photos and videos of black people in scuba diving equipment. And she's just amazing. I just love her. Love her. So
check her out.
People.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh, by the way, I'm sure that you heard, unfortunately, Franz Marx passed away.
I know.
Of course, he was the director of Egoli. I tried so hard. Jenny DeLenta and myself tried so hard to get onto Egoli, saying that we want to play Fraternal Twins. they just wouldn't buy it. But Franz was, amazing. 18 seasons of Egoli, 5,000 episodes.
Almost 5,000.
I think we were all riveted. I mean, it was really probably the first kind of like most watched soapy ever.
Well, he actually taught South Africa how to do a soap, you know, from taking from America and then applying it to South Africa. So he was the creator. And Egoli is now streaming on Showmax. So if, you know, for old time's sake, if you want to look, it's all there. And it's the longest running series in South Africa ever.
Miss Charlene Surti Richards, of course, who's also shuffled off this mortal coil, unfortunately. A pity. Oh. Anyway, on my way here this morning, by the way, I know that you've got the whole thing coming up. We have been speaking about Jesse Clegg. I heard his song on my way here this morning. I love Jesse Clegg's song. Yeah. I love it. Every time I hear it, I'm like, I really, really like this. I mean, it's completely different to what his father did, Johnny.
Yeah.
But you've got something coming up with him on SA People?
Yes, one of our contributors did an interview and everything, because he did a special collaboration with Walk the Moon from America, and their collaboration had been with his father, with Johnny Clegg, and it was the last thing Johnny Clegg did. So this is out now, so we'll have that this week.
Okay, fantastic.
With a full-on review from Marguerite de Villiers.
Okay, and the last thing I want to ask you about is you've got here...
Yeah.
Squid Game, South Korea.
Oh, my goodness.
What on earth is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it something to do with my octopus teacher?
No. What happened is that I was looking to see how well Blood and Water is doing around the world, because I think it's fantastic. And it's number one in South Africa on Netflix, and it's number It was number 8, it's now number 7, it's now number 6 in France. So I don't know how come, I don't know if everybody's listening to me, but so it's doing well in France, but it's not in the top 10 anywhere else in the world. But the thing that is number 1 everywhere else in the world is Squid Game. It's from South Korea, and Netflix are saying that it's going to break all records probably. It is freaky. I've watched one episode.
What's the premise? Why should we watch it?
Very, 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 very poor people who are just in such debt, in debt of so much that you'll do anything. Kind of Hunger Games in a way. They will go and play these games where they could get all their debts paid off. But in playing the game, you could also be eliminated. And eliminated really means being eliminated.
Oh, gosh.
So there's a lot of red juice flying everywhere.
Okay, so not quite what I used to watch. I can't remember what it was called. Years ago, Clive James, my favorite writer, TV personality, Australian, but
living
in England.
Yeah.
He was the entertainment editor for The Guardian, wasn't it, at that stage? Or The Telegraph.
Yeah.
Telegraph.
Yeah.
And he had Late Night Clive, Saturday Night Clive, and he then had, I think it was the Japanese game show called Endurance, where they used to go around the world to different places and they used to literally torture the contestants. But they didn't kill them, so that's a different thing. It was one of my favorite things ever to watch, where he used to sit there and watch them looking at the people going, yeah, right, look at you people, you're very mad. Anyhow. Jenny, thank you so very much. So, of course, everybody, if you want to know more about the Jesse Clegg collaboration with Walk the Moon, don't forget to get along to sapeople.com coming up in the not-too-distant future for that, and all the other great news and good news and ability for you to be able to go and send in your pictures, your stories, ask Jenny questions if you need to know anything about expats or being an expat. She's the person to go to. Thank you so much yet again, gorgeous lady. Enjoy your autumnal days, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thank you, Mel, and enjoy your summery coming days. Lucky you.
Woo-hoo. No, we had 2 days of spring and went fully into the middle of summer. It was absolutely crazy.
Anyhow. Oh, divine.
Anyway, whatever you're doing, just take care. Be outside when you can, and do a rain dance, please. Do a rain dance. We really need some rain. And somebody went and nicked my rain stick, so I can't even use that to make the rain come. But we'll catch up with you again next week and get along. Check out sapeople.com in the meantime and see what we've been nattering about. We'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.